Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop it, stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop it, stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
Stop deceiving our people.
Stop it, stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop it, stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
Yes. Christian leaders should stop deceiving our people. Because the deceit is so much in our societies. And that is why we are here to question the Christian leaders, to know the reason why they will collect money from the members of their church, even from the poor, from the widows, and use the money to build school and build hospital. And after building the school, the same poor people that contributed money to build the school could not be able to afford it. After building the hospital, the poor masses that contributed money, including the widows, they could not be able to receive medical treatment in the same hospital. And they will go home and die because of poverty. And when they die, before the same Christian leaders will come to bury them, oh, the same Christian leaders will still charge them money. The family have to pay the Christian leaders before coming to bury the poor member that died because of improper medical attention. We are here to condemn it. And we are saying enough is enough. Because when the Christian leaders are sick, the members will contribute money to take them to the hospital. When the children or the family members of the religion leaders are sick, the same member will contribute money to take them to the hospital. But when the poor are sick, the same Christian leader in which the poor man sponsors their health care in the hospital, we ask the poor masses, their church members, to buy olive oil from them, to buy water and drink, someone that needs medical attention. And when the poor dies because of lack of improper medication, the same Christian leaders will blame the poor, claiming that the poor does not have faith, that is why the poor died. We are coming here to say no to that in our society. Because most of us have traveled all over the world and see with our eyes how the system of the Western world that brought Christianity into our land are surviving on a daily basis. When someone is sick over there, all the person have to do is to call an ambulance, emergency number. With the help of their government, emergency number will come with immediate effect and rush the person to the hospital. And the medication will be applied. The person will be treated like a king without paying any time. And here in our nation where we are living, our government denied us our fundamental rights by not providing a free medical care for the citizen. And that is why we are dying on a daily basis. Our pregnant mothers die like cockroach in daily basis because they don't have money for a proper antenatal and for a free delivery. Now, instead of the Christian leaders who also travel overseas and saw with their eyes how the system of the country that gave us the Christianity are functioning, instead of them to tell us the truth in the church, to let us to know that it is our right to have free medical care, to let us know that government have denied us our rights, instead of them, to unite us together and lead us in massive peaceful protest, which is constitutional, to let the world know that our government have denied us access for free medication, that our youth are dying on daily basis, and our final year students are also dying on daily basis. instead of them to lead us in peaceful massive protest to tell the government that their children are dying because of lack of free medical care. They choose to sell olive oil to us. They choose to lie to us and sell water to us as a means of healing. Which no reverend or pastor or a bishop has ever done such to any citizen anywhere in the Western world that brought the religion to us. That is why we say enough is enough. Recent leaders stop deceiving our people.
Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
Recent leaders stop deceiving our people.
Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
So Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
They call themselves a pastor. They call themselves a reverend. I tell you, stop deceiving our people. Stop it. Don't deceive me, Christian leaders. Don't deceive me, allow me to do my mind. You know I have a good God. Chukwuoke is my God. I say don't deceive my people, don't deceive them. Allow them to follow their track, you hear? I tell you stop deceiving our people, stop it.
We are living in a society where there is no job opportunities, where government denied us infrastructures, where there is no company for the graduates to work, there is no industry for our people to be employed. We found ourselves in such society, and what Christian leaders choose to do to us, as people that is jobless, as people that is dying because of no industry and companies to work. What Christian leaders choose to do to us, to lie to us, to take us to the mountain, to conduct 4 and 5 days crusade, telling us that Jesus will give us job, telling us that Holy Spirit will provide job for us, which is a capital lie. Because I, Ezeke Jofo, I have traveled to so many countries and saw with my eyes the secrets of prosperity in those nations that brought religion to us. I have traveled to China, and the way ordinary pants is being produced in China provide more than 15,000 job opportunities in one community. Where the clothes we are putting on now is being produced gave more than 20,000 people job in one village. And Chinese are not even Christian country. They worship their own God founded by their ancestors, called Buddha. And because of there is a lot of industries in their villages, that is why you cannot see them begging for food in the street of our country. Because their government provides industries where the television we are watching in our house is being produced, where the air condition we are using in our houses are being produced. But we lack all those industries in our communities. For example, in my own village, we have 52 churches with 0 factory that will employ 3 people once. And inside those 52 churches, every last Friday of the month, the Christian leaders continue deceiving my people to pray for job opportunities, that every mountain of poverty in this village shall be destroyed. And I want to ask Nigerian Christian leaders, how do you want the mountain of poverty to destroy in a nation or in a village where there is no industry to employ the masses? Instead of religion leaders, instead of Christian leaders, to tell the masses the truth, to tell them the reason why they are jobless, instead of the Christian leaders, to tell the masses the truth, to let the masses know reason why they are jobless. They refuse and keep on deceiving them, telling the masses to pay tithes and offering so that Jesus will give them jobs. And I want to ask Christian leaders, where on earth have you seen Jesus giving job to the citizen? Chinese are not Christian country. All their citizens are working. Japanese are not Christian country. All their citizens are working. Saudi Arabia are not Christian country. And all their citizens are working. And that is why they are not in prison in our land. And that is why you cannot see their citizens begging for food in our streets. Instead of you Christian leaders, to tell the masses the truth, so that the masses will hold their government accountability of their poverty. You lie to them that after attending 4 or 5 days to save, that there will be open door, that there will be job opportunity. And I want to ask you Christian leader, what kind of God do you serve? A God that chooses whom he will give job and whom he will not give job. I am here to debunk the lies and tell our people the truth. There is no spirit that giveth any job. The reason why they are conducting that crusade and night vigil is to fool you, to scam you, to take your money through tithes and offering. Now after taking those money, they will use it and buy private jets. After taking those money, they will use it and build schools which your children cannot afford. After taking those money, they will use it to pay police officers to protect them and guide them. And after moving with the police officers, after being protected by our soldiers and police officers, they will still come back to fool you by giving you sticker as the source of your own protection. My people, it is time to wake up. Enough is enough. Enough is enough in our land. We are living in a society whereby we are dying in daily basis because of motor accidents. Because our government failed to give us a good motorable road, just as it is in Rome, that brought one of the religion in our land. When you go to Rome, you see beautiful roads built by the government. And that is why there is lack of premature death today in Rome, everywhere in the Western world. All the roads in Rome have what they call speed limit monitoring camera to monitor people's speed limits, so that people will stop dying from premature death in motor accident. All the roads today in Rome is well tied. There is street lights in every road today in Rome, set up by the government. The car they are using is a car that they gave expiring date. And once the expiring date comes, they will wipe the car out of their nation to avoid killing their people. And we, the Africa, we bring the car home. And the same religion leaders will tell us that Jesus has given us a car. Oh, my people, when are we going to wake up? When are we going to come out of this mess that are killing us every day? And when we die out of all these mistakes caused by our government, instead of the Christian leaders to let their members know that the cause of the accident is from their government, because of lack of proper motorable roads which are clean our people every day. What the Christian leaders choose is to brainwash our people and their members that the accident was caused by their ancestors, that the accident was caused by their uncles in the village, that the accident was caused by their neighbor in the township, which is typical lies. And we are here to condemn it. I want to tell you, my people, anybody living in a nation where there is no motorable road, your life is at risk. It can be your turn tomorrow, it can be my turn. Nobody will escape it. Unless we come together to talk to our government mind to give us a good motorable road so that the life of everybody will be secure and safe. Because man can only be free when all men are free. What Christian leaders in Nigeria are doing is fraud. They are deceiving masses. You will see them deceiving the masses. That a crippled person have started walking. That a blind have started to see. In so many crusades. In so many night vigils. They keep on doing it to deceive the masses. And I want to ask you a question. Have you seen any crippled person in your community? In your village? In the school? In your street where you are living? That after taking the person to a prayer ministry, to a night vigil, the crippled person came back while walking on his or her feet? The answer is no. It pains me a lot that when I traveled to abroad, I was employed as a cleaner to clean the poo-poo of the disabled ones. And that is the country that brought the Christianity to us. The government of the Western have made the disabled ones first-class citizens. But here, instead of the same Christian leaders to speak on behalf of those disabled ones, instead of them to speak on behalf of the cripples and blind, they keep on doing magics on crusade ground, deceiving the masses that they have made a cripple to walk and make a blind to see, which is a typical lie. That is why I ask a Jofo, who is the founder of Igbo's Love Themselves Charity Foundation, is here to give an offer of 10 million naira. If any of you is listening to my voice, can provide anybody you know very well in your community, or in the school, or in your street, which everyone in that community knows that that person is blind or crippled, and after taking the person to the crusade, to any prayer ministry, the blind regain his or her sight, or the cripple started walking again. It is a capital lie. No Nigerian Christian leader has ever done such a miracle. It is a regime. I am here to offer you 10 million naira with a plot of land. If you can provide such person in your village, which the community knows very well, yes, that this person was crippled or blind, and after going to the prayer ministry, the person became healed, I am going to give you 10 million naira and a plot of land. Crippled and blind have made first-class citizens in Rome, in Germany, in London, in Finland, in Dublin, in Norway, in Portugal. These are the countries that brought Christianity to us. There is no reverend father, or pastor, or bishop in Europe that has ever performed such great miracle. Because they know if they try it, their government will arrest them and put them to jail. The reason why Christian leaders choose to do this atrocity to their members and in our land in general is because they know any day we will have a good working system government that all those their business places called church will be closed down. Because people will be busy going to work morning, afternoon and night. We are living in a society whereby Christian leaders are lying to the masses, fooling them, telling them fictional stories that never happened anywhere at any place on this planet Earth. By making them to believe that after either buying their olive oil or sticker or emperor, that if they are being shot by the armed robbers, their bullet will not penetrate. But the same people are moving with a bloodproof car every day. The same people fooling you, lying to you, that the spirit of their God protects you from bullets. They cannot move without security. They cannot go crusade without bloodproof car. Oh, Christian leaders, why are you deceiving my people? Why are you killing my people prematurely? My people, Yahweh has come for you to open your brain and your mind to accept the truth. I answer Kejofo, as the founder of Igbo's Love Themselves Charity Foundation, organization that have saved more than 7,000 lives. I am here to tell you the truth. If you are sick, go to the hospital for proper medical checkup. If you are a graduate and you are unemployed, keep on submitting your CV. One day it will enter. No spirit gives any job in a society where there is no industry. Because it is your fundamental right to be employed in your nation as a graduate. If you had an accident because of lack of improper motorable roads, stop blaming any of your uncle. Stop causing enemies in your family. Just understand it that it is normal thing. It can happen to me exactly at any moment. I am here to call on my people to go back to their roots. Because what we saw in Christianity is all about lies. We have already known God before Christianity came. We the Igbo people, before the white man brought Christianity, we have been bearing the name called Chukwuemeka, which means God has been doing it. We have also been bearing the names like Ngozi Chukwu, which simply means the blessings of God. That shows that we know God Almighty before Christianity came. And that is why we have gone back to our roots. I, Eza Kejofo, have come back to my roots. And we are calling you to go back to your roots. Your root is where there is truth, justice, and love. Before the white man came, before the Christianity came, we have our method of worshipping our creator called Omenana. And that is why we have come back to Omenana Buzi Esokunando. What are you still waiting to join us? Join us in this movement of Omenana Buzi Esokunando. We are having gathering everywhere all over the world. We want to come together as one family so that we can demand for our rights as a city. Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
So Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.
So Christian leaders, stop deceiving our people.
Stop it. Stop deceiving our people. Stop it.